Brandon Bennett's with the Rural Radio Network. I'm talking with Assistant Professor of History from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, Dr. David Vail. And Dr. Vail, talk a little bit about your background and tell us what brought you to UNK.
I was born in Oregon and grew up in the southern part of the state, and usually people who love agricultural history sort of grew up on farms. It's been typically the case, at least the scholars I've spoken with, but I'm sort of the exception. I did not grow up on a farm, but as I learned about landscapes, I did a lot of outdoor activities with my grandfather in Oregon and the rural parts of that state. And so as I sort of grew up with that experience, I grew more and more interested in agricultural history. And so I was sort of off to the races with that. So I got my undergraduate degree at Southern Oregon University. It's a smaller, very similar to University of Nebraska-Kearney. And then I went to Utah State for my master's degree in history, and then Kansas State for my PhD in history. And every stage, I grew more interested in agricultural history. And so then last year, I got my dream job here at UNK, where I'm teaching agricultural history, among other specialties, and so excited to be here.
David, drilled down for us a little bit. How did you become interested in the history of agriculture, and what are some of those great things that you've discovered through your research?
So I would say first, one of the things that drew me to UNK, but also to the agricultural history itself, is the role that local people play in that history, but also to the extent of environment and community history. In so many ways, it's easy, I think, to talk about the politics of an era or an economy of an era, but really what we learn about not just a region or a community, but I would say even a larger history, our national history, everything is sort of tied, in my opinion at least, to the role that agriculture has played in our country, but especially in a region like the Great Plains and in a state like Nebraska. And so I like to focus on the history of people and places as a way of understanding these larger themes that all of us need to know about, you know, themes like the role technology plays in agricultural history, or the role soils and landscapes play, and also what role do communities have in that larger history. So those are some of the areas that I've always been drawn to and I think play a significant role in how we understand the communities in which we live. But I would also say, you know, to have a better sense of a civic life, you know, one of the things that I try to instill in students at UNK is the power of history, the importance of understanding the past for helping address current issues, current problems. And again, for me, agriculture plays a fundamental role in all of that.
Brandon Bennett's with the Rural Radio Network, talking with Dr. David Vail. He's a professor of agriculture history at the University of Nebraska, Kearney. He's also going to be joining us for a monthly segment beginning next month right here on the Rural Radio Network. Dr. Vail, you've got a new book coming out. Tell us about this book and how it relates to agricultural history.
I have written a book that will be coming out in January of 2018, and the title is Chemical Lands: Pesticides, Aerial Spraying, and Health in North America's Grasslands Since 1945, and it's being published through the University of Alabama Press. They have this new series that talks about the histories of technology and science and environment and agriculture and medicine. And really what the press is doing and what my work tries to do is look at the histories of all of these things together. So for me, my book talks about the history of pesticides, aerial spraying, and health in not just the region, but it looks, what I say, it kind of considers all of this history from the field view. And the reason I've taken this approach in my work is because I think most of us are pretty familiar with the partisan political debates that go on and on about herbicides and insecticides and larger discussions about conservation versus agricultural production. But I think so much has been overlooked in terms of the scholarship about who the practitioners were from 1945 on, how they considered these different risks and challenges when they started using herbicides and insecticides. That was sort of what got me inspired to write this book. So what I try to do is talk about how all of that looked in terms of the industry, aerial spraying in particular, but in a larger sense, you know, what are farmers and agricultural scientists and ag spray pilots how are they working together? What are some of the controversies before this science of toxicology existed, before the politics of DDT and insecticides and herbicides sort of emerged in the 1970s? And since that has been largely overlooked, especially with aerial spraying industry, I wanted to kind of get into that and expand on the sprayer's point of view, at least give them due credit in shaping that history, because what went on here in the grasslands also looked very much different in certain respects than what went on in the south, what went on in the southwest, and in the northwest. And so if you just focus on the politics, not only are those things partisan, but then all of a sudden you miss these really important regional stories about what practitioners tried to do and how they shaped significantly not just the ways in which aerial spraying and herbicides and insecticides were used and applied, but also sort of the cultural views and debates around that. But also what I'm hoping to do in the future here is to start doing oral histories with aerial spray pilots, because there's such a legacy of aerial sprayers and their families. That history really needs to be recorded and remembered.
Dr. Vail, the last word is yours. What else about your background or your research would you like us to know?
I'm excited just to build relationships with different communities in Nebraska, and I would say that for me, my history is very active, and what we're doing at UNK is really exciting because we're definitely wanting to get out in the communities and connect what we're teaching and what we're researching to what matters to different communities in Nebraska.
That was Dr. David Vail at the University of Nebraska, Kearney. He's an assistant professor in the history department specializing in agricultural history, and you'll be able to hear him every month from here on out right here on the Rural Radio Network. This is Brandon Bennett.